Bodybuilding wisdom for ladies. 1980s aerobics with dumbbells must come first. Alternatively, you can jog with dumbbells. But you must first establish an hour-long, non-stop, standing dumbbell exercise to build on. Lifting duration is much more important than how much weight you are lifting to begin with. Extending your workout duration makes a much more profound impression on your body. It will begin adapting very quickly, especially since you are giving it time by lifting light. If you just lift heavy, you won't be able to lift for long enough. You may just end up cutting your circulation off, and that doesn't do anything. This is where boys fail. They start off too heavy and only lift for seconds. Lifting for seconds is not enough to ask your body to adapt beyond that initial growth, where they go from couch to weightlifting. Too heavy means that they can't lift heavier and for longer. They are already maxed out in weight and not lifting for long enough, so they have nowhere to go to push their body again. What they need to do to recover from their plateau is find the lightweight equivalent that they can lift for an hour, so they need to go down in weight. This will restart their exercise routine and set them on the correct course. But the rule stands. Duration is more important than the weight. Eventually, they will move on to 10 pounds and 15 pounds non-stop for an hour, which is really slow and pretty heavy, and it is certainly profound. And no longer anything like aerobics. Standing dumbbells give you a full body workout, and you don't stop because you can switch to a different muscle group. For example, lifting above your head for a while restores your biceps. Then you can go back and later switch again. The rule is lift light, but not so light that you can lift more. And never so heavy that you are forced to stop for more than a few seconds. Consider shuffle dancing with dumbbells, as it helps you with flexibility and really accelerates the overall transformation. A maintenance workout is daily for just about 45 minutes or so, but that is for after you have reached your fitness goals. During your quest, you only get 2 days off, and you aim to work out for an hour or two. But just like with jogging, you take it slow and build up fairly. It must not crush you or overwhelm you. Your body needs time to gradually adapt. It is best to run outdoors, where ground is soft, air is crisp and fresh, and the scenery is always changing. Start off every other day, and when starting your jogging or aerobics, use an interval timer or couch to 5K to eliminate your rest period. To correctly configure your interval timer, you just measure how long you can lift for non-stop and then how much you need to rest to do it again several times over. The whole point of an interval timer is to slowly and gradually eliminate all your rest gaps as your body grows in endurance. You may wish to consider getting some zero-drop, wide-toe box shoes. They seem to be really inexpensive, just about $20. Pay attention to the softness around your ankle and back of foot. If it is not foam padding or looks like a sweater sleeve, and instead looks more like a rope or trim, that may hurt you. Protect your feet so that they don't get scratched up. But if you are just beginning, you may get blisters anyway. That only happens once, as your feet prepare for activity. Thicker socks maybe help, but also you must keep your feet dry. Zero Drop is to protect you from pump bump, a deformity. And the white toe box protects your toenails, and is just healthy. I drink vegetable juice, eat bananas, and I use trail mix for energy, a pretty big deal for me. And when I work late, I end up drinking coffee in the morning. But the best source of nutrition and hydration wisdom are ultramarathon runners. You should look them up on the internet. They know everything. Finally, you can't work out without music. Forget it. I recommend you get over-the-ear headphones with a memory card slot. And find some slow songs, or, you know, just start with Eurodance, as when you have light weights, things are not that hard. The point is to find fresh music that you haven't heard in a long while. But you will drain those songs of energy, so you will need more. You must never just listen to songs while working out. You have to move with the beat. One beat for up, and then the next beat for down. That's why slower songs are a pretty good idea at first. That is how you enter a dance trance and stay focused, making your workout feel like a minute or two. As you move on to a heavier weight, you may wish to go back to your slower songs so that you can lift correctly. And then, as your body adapts to the new weight, you can speed up your songs anew. And remember, fitness is not for the looks. It is a life extension technique. It's the same priority as eating food and keeping healthy. Work can wait. Your health and long life must always come first.